Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
All right, welcome back. Hey, fun-filled show lined up for you today, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, I'm very excited. You always can tell my voice right because I'm not a very good actor. You can tell when I'm excited about a program, and I'm very excited about this one. And the reason is we have a great guest lined up. Emily Brandon is our guest. She's senior editor at U.S. News and World Report. She's also an author, and we've been following her work for some time. She does great articles for U.S. News and World Report, and she's a senior editor for the retirement section, and the book is really spot on with where we are in the world today, the U.S., the evolution of our savings and how people fund and pay for their retirement. The book is Pensionless, the 10-step solution for a stress-free retirement, because we live in a world now in the United States, the pensions of days gone by, companies don't offer pensions like they used to, and there's a lot more of people doing their own savings, 401ks, and all different types of things. So a very relevant book that Emily has written. So we're excited to have her on. We're going to start talking about some of these retirement strategies that you really need to know about. So first, let me welcome Emily. Emily, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
We're very glad you're here, and I love your book, and you're so spot on about this, about where we are and what's happening, that people need to be prepared for and planning their own retirement. You know, the 30 years gold watch and a pension, those just aren't they're a lot less frequent. There's not as many of those around anymore.
Most of us don't receive a traditional pension through our jobs anymore, but it's up to us to fund our own retirement. Fortunately, there's a lot that we can do to make the best of the retirement benefits we do have. And if you're familiar with the rules and the ins and outs of how to get more money from Social Security and your 401k and the things that you do have, you can still have a good retirement if you learn all the rules and how to use these accounts.
That's great, Emily. And you know, the thing that I've seen in my perspective, you know, being a financial planner working with everyday people, is there's two big pieces to this. You know, one is exactly what you talked about, knowing all the rules, being familiar with them. And a lot of people go, okay, well, you just started talking another language. I don't know all that stuff. I need an advisor to help me. Great. That's what advisors do. And so we need to know the rules. Of course, your book does an excellent job of laying out a lot of things that people need to be familiar with when they're planning for their own retirement, whether they work with an advisor or not. You know, the other big thing, though, that is really so critical, Emily, and this is all kind of wrapped up together, and this is what I see, is I see people that the big part of this, and it's really the hard part, it's the savings. It's being consistent with putting money away and being able to fund all this so that they can save for that retirement date, which comes pretty fast.
And that is the most difficult part. I mean, there's no way around it. You have to do the hard work of saving, putting aside a portion of each paycheck for retirement. Fortunately, there are some perks if you do this. There are tax breaks if you do this. You might get a match from your employer.
Oh, yeah.
So if you do the hard work of saving, there are other benefits that can sort of help you along the way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And yeah, you want to take full advantage of everything that's available to you, upside down, sideways, everything you can get, but to be consistent in your savings. And you know, of course, one of the things that people can do, which is I know is number one on your list from the 10 retirement savings strategies, is tax deferral on your retirement savings. Help people understand why that's so important, Emily.
It's one of the best things that you can do that will help you along your way to retirement. You can defer paying income tax on up to $18,000 in a 401k, up to $5,500 in an IRA. Workers age 50 and older can do extra catch-up contributions to those accounts. Income tax won't be due on that money until you withdraw it from the account. And if you drop into a lower tax bracket in retirement, you can actually lower your lifetime tax bill by saving in these retirement accounts. So you get an immediate tax break, and if you do drop into a lower tax bracket, over your whole lifetime, you'll pay less in tax. So it can really help you along the way towards retirement.
That's a huge incentive, because, and the thing with the doing it through a 401k, 403b, 457, TSA, whatever somebody's got through their employer, the other really strong piece of that, not only the tax benefit, Because in effect, that means that if you, you know, if you're contributing, say, $500 a month, the net cost to you is really less because Uncle Sam is giving you a break because you don't have to, the net reduction is not 500 because of the break. So that's a huge piece. The other thing that really is so convenient, and again, it's a structured discipline approach, is that by having it done through your employer, it gets done. In other words, instead of waiting to the end of the month and saying, okay, let me see how much I got left over now, and I'll see how much I'm going to put into my account, because very often there's not, you know, that money's there, it's spent, but if it comes out, that discipline savings is just so, so important.
Exactly. If it doesn't hit your checking account, you never get a chance to spend it. So if it's withheld, it happens every month. You don't have to take any action to be saving for retirement. You get used to living on that smaller salary, so you don't miss it after a while. And it just makes sure that the savings happen. So one of the best things you can do is to have it withheld from your paycheck. If you don't have that option, if you don't have a 401k, you can set it up with a direct deposit on your own. And it's one of the most convenient ways to save for retirement.
Very good, Emily. I think that that's something that, you know, and people sometimes are like, well, you know, I'll do that later. I mean, the sooner they get started, the better. And then also, even as they get closer to retirement, you know, they can still, you know, cram it in, as you talked about. It's an extra, what, $6,000 if you're over 50?
Exactly. For 401ks, once you turn 50, you can put an extra $6,000 in a 401k. You get an even bigger tax break the year you make that contribution. With an IRA, you can contribute an extra $1,000. And if you do that for a few years leading up to retirement, you can actually increase your nest egg for retirement quite a bit. So it's worth trying to do if you haven't saved enough earlier in your career.
Well, I have to say that in this regard, you know, the policymakers, the legislators, the IRS, all those folks that are, you know, sometimes a little too much in our business, I think they've got it right with that catch-up provision, because, you know, 50, when people are getting into that 50 midlife, 50 age range, and, you know, many people are kind of really hitting their stride with their employment or with their earnings, and to be able to put in that extra money for that, say, 15-year period from 50 to 65, that extra $6,000 going in makes a huge difference, again, as long as they're consistent with doing it. So that's outstanding opportunity.
It's one of the best ways to really improve your retirement finances at the last minute, because you get that tax break. If you get an employer match, you can save even more. So it's really worth trying to do. And you can really almost fix your retirement finances if you do that in the 15 years leading up to retirement.
That's very good. You know, the thing that you also mentioned is employer matches. You know, believe it or not, I have seen people not make enough of a contribution to get that employer match. And, you know, if an employer is generous in giving you an opportunity to be matched on your money, you just really need to stretch yourself and push yourself to put as much as you can to take up all of that match, because it's an immediate return on your money.
It's one of the best returns you will ever get anywhere. If you're getting 50 cents on the dollar, that's a 50% return on your investment, not even counting any investment returns you get. And if you have a dollar for dollar match, I mean, you're doubling your money just by putting it in a retirement account. So it's incredibly worth doing and to try to get this match. It's one of the best incentives to save you could get anywhere.
I'll echo that, Emily. That's it's a great strategy. If you're joining us, Emily Brandon's our guest today, senior editor at U.S. News and World Report. And we're sharing some of the strategies for, well, hey, look, we all want a stress-free retirement. And that's, of course, what the book's about. Pensionless, the 10-step solution for a stress-free retirement. We'll grab a quick break, word from our sponsors, and come right back with Emily and work our way down the rest of the top 10 retirement strategies you should know about. Stay right there.
Hello, this is Brenda Campbell, General Manager with Volusia Memorial Park and Funeral Home. We are committed to helping you with compassionate, professional, and personal service. When it comes to pre-planning for yourself or someone you love, a Dignity Memorial provider is the name you can trust for all your funeral, cremation, cemetery, and memorial service needs. Recording them and sharing them with your loved ones will help ensure your final arrangements will be what you want, easing the burden on your family and friends. We can be reached at 386-673-5000. 5373 or our website, volusiamemorialfunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I focus on representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. For those previously divorced individuals who desire to marry again but want to avoid the expense and acrimony of another contested divorce, I specialize in drafting prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. You can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Hello, this is David Holland. You already know from listening to this program that I'm very careful about my financial advice. It will come as no surprise then that I feel the same way about my other recommendations. If you love traditional, authentic Greek food as much as I do, then there's just one place to go, the Greek Town Taverna at 150 North Nova Road in Ormond Beach. It's just around the corner from my office, so you'll see me there for lunch at least a couple times a week. They've got stuffed grape leaves, gyros, lamb chops, octopus, and baklava. You can find all of these wonderful homemade Greek favorites every day of the week. They offer a wide variety of wine and beer to pair with your meal as well. Visit GreekTownTaverna.com or call 386-944-9526 for more information. I'll see you there. All right, we're back with Emily Brandon, our guest today, senior editor at U.S. News and World Report. She's also the author of Pensionless, the 10-Step Solution for a Stress-Free Retirement. Say that 10 times fast, please. So, Emily, back to the 10 retirement strategies for you should know about. And I know this was a recent article you wrote, but and we've hit just two of them, so we'll pick up the pace here. The MYRA, has the MYRA gotten any traction? Is it something people should really try to take advantage of? When does it make sense? Tell us about it.
So the MYRA is America's newest retirement account, and it guarantees that your savings will never decline in value. There's only one investment option. It's a Treasury savings bond that pays a variable interest rate. What you should know about it, though, is you can only accumulate up to $15,000 in the account or save in it for a maximum of 30 years. And then your savings is transferred to a private sector Roth IRA. So there's not a potential to earn a big return. But if you're looking for something safe that will never decline in value and you just want to put a small amount of savings into it, it can be a very safe place to keep your money.
Okay. All right. So the maximum you can get into it's 15?
Exactly.
Okay.
So you can't do a huge amount of savings in this account, but you can transfer it to a Roth IRA once you hit that balance.
Okay. All right. So that's an option. And then how about the Savers Credit?
So the Savers Credit is for people who save for retirement whose adjusted gross income is less than $30,750 for individuals, $61,500 for couples. But if you do meet those income cutoffs, you basically get a tax credit worth between 10 and 50% of the amount that you saved in a 401k or an IRA. So you can basically get almost a match to your savings from the government. You'll get a credit on your taxes.
Okay, good. Well, listen, we'll take any credit we can get.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, and the reason, you know, that the government, the policymakers, the legislators, the powers to be, the reason why they do all of this, just as a side note for our listeners, Emily, is that, you know, to the extent we save for ourselves, it is good for, quote unquote, society in general, that there won't have to be as much maybe governmental support or benefits provided if people are able to save for themselves. And that's good for everybody, the less to which we have to, you know, pay for that through, you know, financial support, tax dollars on the back end, if people are able to take advantage of these tax benefits, which have a cost in and of themselves to our government because of it, it is less tax revenue, but it does help long term if people are able to do it themselves. So that's where all this is coming from.
Exactly. The government is trying to give you an incentive to save. And if you know these rules and take advantage of them, you can really come out ahead. In the case of the Savers Credit, you can get the deduction and the credit at the same time. So you can actually stack that benefit. So it's worth paying attention to these rules and seeing if you qualify and if you can get these these tax breaks.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. And now there's another one that's really important for people to be aware of when they are, if they're transferring monies around, maybe from a 401k to an IRA or from one IRA to one IRA to another, is the trustee to trustee transfer. Let's talk about that.
If you decide to roll over your 401k to an IRA when you change jobs, it's very important to transfer the balance directly from one account to another via a trustee-to-trustee transfer. Now, if you don't do this, you will face tax withholding if the check is made out to you. And then you have the potential to trigger taxes and penalties if you don't get all that money into a new account within 60 days, including the withheld amount. So it's a little bit tricky, and it's a lot simpler if you just have the balance transferred directly from one account to the other, and then you don't have to worry about any of that tax.
Exactly. And let somebody else be responsible for getting it right. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, we want that. And this is something we do every day. You know, we have transfers where people are bringing money from 401ks and IRAs, Emily, over to an IRA that we're going to be managing for them. And every time, you know, I can't think of the last time we did that with a check. Every time, you know, we're doing it as a trustee to trustee because it's clean, it's easy. You know, just much more efficient, and it's on the institution to get these transfers done right. And these transfers, of course, as you know, are occurring, you know, by the hundreds of thousands or millions of times, and it's a systematic process. Now, another transfer that's really interesting that finally got some clarity and some permanence here recently from a tax standpoint was the tax-free IRA charitable contribution.
Exactly. So this was a temporary measure that was several times expanded at the last minute that was finally made permanent. So retirees can finally plan around this. And basically, withdrawals from traditional IRAs are required after age 70 and a half, and income tax is typically due on each distribution. However, retirees who are 70 and a half and older can now avoid that tax and fulfill their withdrawal requirement if they directly transfer their required minimum distribution directly to a qualified charity. So if you donate to charity anyway, or you want to start doing that, you can use that to fulfill your required minimum distribution from your IRA, and you won't owe income tax on that contribution to the charity.
And because a charity, 501c3 or a similar type of not-for-profit, they get the money because they're basically tax-free entity. That means that you didn't pay tax on the money, and they're not going to pay tax on the money, so it virtually escapes taxation. How about that?
It's incredible. And the fact that it was recently made permanent makes it a whole lot easier to plan for this. It can be part of your retirement plan going forward if that's something that you want to include.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people that is something that becomes part of their estate and transfer and how they want to leave a legacy. And you're right, Emily, with it being permanent. You know, there's this game of chicken every year in December for them to finalize it or say, okay, we'll extend this another year. Sorry to keep you all wondering what we were going to do legislatively. So, yeah, it's nice that it's permanent and we don't have this uncertainty hanging over us.
Exactly.
Yeah, good stuff. Emily Brandon, ladies and gentlemen, senior editor at U.S. News and World Report, and she's author of a great book, Pensionless, The 10-Step Solution for a Stress-Free Retirement, holding it in my hand, and it's a great read. You can get that at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, where wonderful books are sold. We'll grab another quick break, a word from our sponsors, and be right back with Emily to continue the rundown of these top 10 retirement saving strategies you should know about. Stay right there.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Support The Y.
For more information on what your Y does and how you can help, visit vfymca.org/give.
The Y, for a better us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too. Hey, David Holland here. I'd like you to listen closely to a few words from my good friends, Tony Papandrea and Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation.
Hi, I'm Tony, chairman of the Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation. If you need more income now with some tax advantages and would like to leave a future benefit for Florida Hospital Hospice Care, a charitable gift annuity might be a good fit for you. Learn how to include charitable gift annuities in your financial planning. They could benefit you with higher tax advantage yields than you are getting now and benefit Florida Hospital Hospice Care later. Call us at 386-586-4440 for more information.
You wouldn't drop your car off for repair service without first getting an estimate, would you? Of course not. Then why would you treat your all-important investment portfolio any different? Overlooked fees can really add up. Here's an example. Did you know that an extra fee of 1% on a $100,000 portfolio would equal $10,000 after 10 years? That's a lot of money. Do you know how much you're paying in fees? Why don't you get a second opinion from David Holland and invest with confidence? Call 671-PLAN. That's 671-PLAN. Or visit planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation.
And we're back. What do you know? Emily Brandon on the line with us, and she's the senior editor over at U.S. News and World Report. And really focusing in on the retirement planning area, and her book, Pensionless, the 10-Step Solution for a Stress-Free Retirement, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and you can pick that up. A great read, and we're working our way through the 10 retirement strategies that you need to know about. And the next one that I'd love for us to talk about, Emily, which is an area where I see a lot of different things being done by investors and maybe not always the best strategy being used, and it's in the area of how people hold or where they hold different types of investment vehicles. And some obviously are treated differently than others. Some have tax preference or are treat tax a certain way, but people sometimes don't hold them in the right place. So let's get into that a little bit. What are some of the things that we should be looking at holding inside an IRA or 401k as opposed to maybe outside?
So some types of investments receive preferential tax treatment. For example, long-term capital gains are taxed at a lower rate than short-term gains in ordinary income. If you put investments that generate long-term capital gains in a 401k or IRA, you don't have to pay tax while it's in the account, but you will owe regular ordinary income tax rates on the investment gains when you withdraw them from the account. Whereas if you hold them outside the retirement account, you get to pay that preferential tax rate. But for investments that are already taxed at ordinary income tax rates, you might want to put them in your retirement account, something like bonds that's already taxed at a high rate.
That's right.
Then if you put them inside your retirement account, then you still have that tax rate coming out. So sometimes it's better to keep investments that have a lower tax rate outside of a retirement account and then investments that are already taxed at a higher rate inside those retirement accounts. And that
Excellent.
Can lower your overall tax bill.
I like that a lot, Emily. In fact, we're doing that a lot. That's a key strategy that we use in my firm is we like to keep, you know, things that are going to be subject to capital gain rate out of the IRA. So if we're going to build an overall portfolio that maybe is going to have, let's just say, for example, half stock and half bonds or half stock and half annuity or some other vehicle that has ordinary income, we'll put the stocks and mutual funds over in their non-qualified regular accounts, their after-tax accounts, and then we'll use the IRAs is where we'll match up maybe the bond, annuity, or whatever the case may be. And we find that to not only, this is interesting, not only, Emily, does that, I agree with you, that improve the proper application of where you get taxed and keeping lower rates, but it also tends to improve liquidity. And I like that because we want to make sure that money that we can get to or need to get to, we can get to at a lower tax cost if there is an emergency as well.
That's a good point, because you have to think about how you're going to draw on these assets in retirement, and you need to have a plan to do that, and that does give you more options to do that.
Yeah, very good. Well, let's wrap up these last couple here in the last couple of minutes we have. Emily, you recommend directly depositing your tax refund to an IRA. Wait a minute, what about spending that?
Well, it's a better idea to spend part of it and mm-hmm. save part of it if you can.
Yeah.
And you can actually, if you know you're going to be tempted to spend it, you can transfer it directly to an IRA using Form 8888 and get started on next year's saving, qualify for it. It's actually even not too late to qualify for one on your 2016 tax bill. If you put that money in an IRA, if you haven't done it yet, you can still get a break on your current 2015 tax bill.
Excellent. Good point, Emily. And then we already talked about keeping and getting your employer contributions. I think we beat that up pretty well. And then number 10, find low-cost funds. You know, people are, well, first of all, most people don't know what they're paying in fees. That's the first thing you got to know. But with some careful selection, I've found that we can shave as much as a full point or more off of someone's investment cost per year. So, I mean, I know that that can be done. And you have some ideas for people there as well?
It's incredibly important to look at the expense ratio that you're paying on all of your investments. And one thing I would say to do is take a look at your annual 401k fee mm-hmm. disclosure statement. Your 401k plan is required to send this to you every year.
Yep.
And it will include a list of the expense ratio of every fund in your 401k plan. So
there
you can
you
take a look and see all the costs on one document and see if there's a lower cost fund that meets your needs.
And if you know that, knowing is half the battle, ladies and gentlemen. Emily Brandon, ladies and gentlemen, been with us. Great guest, senior editor at U.S. News and World Report, author of Pensionless, a 10-step solution for a stress-free retirement. We will have her back because we only got to half of what we wanted to talk about, Emily. But thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.